Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hope all is well with you and yours, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Good morning, brothers and sisters. Hope all is well with you and yours, wherever you may be at this point in time. Whether you're watching this video on replay or you're watching it for the first time, you know, God is good and He's worthy to be praised. You know, I know that's something that I get on here and I say every morning and I say every time, but just to reiterate, you know, He reminded me, if I didn't know, I got reminded on late last night that God is still good and He's on the throne and He's protecting us and He's keeping us alive. So come on in this morning, brothers and sisters. Let's talk a little bit. I'm going to talk about read more and talk less. Come on in. I got a couple of minutes to spend with you before I have to go out and do the things that we need to do on today. Today I want to talk to you about read more and talk less. All right. So, you know, those who are friends of mine or who, you know, you scroll my timeline from time to time, you saw late last night I had a automobile accident, nature doing what nature do, and had a very large deer step in my pathway as I was traveling down the highway about 65 to 70 miles an hour, and I hit this deer. And I'm just grateful, number one, grateful to be alive, grateful that I walked away unharmed. I can't say the same about my car, but nonetheless, God is good. You know, and it was kind of funny. I was just talking to somebody just yesterday before I even left work earlier that day, you know, about that car and, you know, how much I enjoyed that car and everything. You know, I've been driving that car for like 8-9 years because I travel a bit to work, you know, work for me. Is a 2-hour commute one way. So I spend a lot of time in my car. So I've grown very accustomed to that car. And I've been making this trip now for going on almost, working on 9 years. I've been traveling back and forth down that same road. And on this particular time, I just happened to, you know, riding, and all of a sudden, right in the road, was this humongous 8-point deer, and I hit him head on, and going about 65 miles an hour, and the impact of it, I guess, knocks him off to the side, and I keep going straight, and, you know, and my car is mangled and all this, but at this time, I don't know it, because I'm going so fast, I didn't want to stop, I didn't want to lose control of the car or anything like that, and it was kind of like, you know, God is good. All I can say is because it was like I just hit something in the road. It was like somebody maybe had left a log in the road and the way I hit them. But the place where I was number one, was very, very, very dark. So I was not going to just stop there because I didn't know what was going on with my car and didn't want to be stuck. And it was very cold last night. I think in my area, got down to about 26 degrees. So I didn't want to be out there in the cold. So I kept driving to the next exit. The next exit was about 2 miles up. And when I got there, I got out my car to see and found out that I couldn't even open my door barely. Struggled to open that door and was able to finally open that door and get out. And look at my car, and I can just tell the whole driver's side of my car was just mangled. But you know what? I survived. You know, it ain't about, I'm learning that it ain't about what you go through. It's about how you respond what you're going through. And my wife and I have been through some things on this last year. And you know what? But through it all, He's keeping me alive. Through it all, I'm learning some things. Through it all, I mean, we've been through some stuff. You know, if I tell you, you know, some things just you don't tell everybody, but some of the things, if I could tell you, you know, from stuff with businesses, personally, and our health, I mean, but you know what? God is still good. And regardless of everything that goes on, regardless of what we go through, regardless of what we find ourselves and see ourselves going through, we got to know that it's Him that has it all in control. And, you know, He was the reason I had the car. he was the reason why the car was paid for. So I'm just grateful. So today I want to talk to you from the subject of read more, talk less. You know, we're in a point in time now where people do, we do a lot of talking about a lot of things that we really don't know anything about. And this is even true of the people of God. You know, I challenge people all the time, and I challenge you. What's another book that you have read outside of the Bible? First of all, I hope that you're reading your Bible. To be honest, I know that some who don't even read their Bible. So my first hope and my first thought is hopefully that you're reading your Bible. Now, outside of reading your Bible, what else have you read? What do you read to supplement your reading to your Bible? What do you mean by that? I mean that, you know, yes, we have the Bible, but there are things called commentaries and other books and stuff that you can read that can support. Good morning, baby. There's other books and stuff that you can read and stuff that can support what it is that you're reading in the Bible. You know, sometimes I don't understand everything that I read. And therefore, there's other people who have insight, who have insight to things that I don't know about. And since they have insight to things I don't know about, they might write them in books. And therefore, what I go out and I read and as I read that, you know, we measure that against the Holy Ghost in us. You know, and everything I read doesn't mean that I accept it. But reading what makes me aware, and it shows me other things. It takes me places that I necessarily couldn't go with my own two feet or my own hands, but it allows me to be exposed to different things in different places in a different way, in a different circumstance, in a different altogether, so that when I'm able to learn and I'm able to talk from a point of authority, that I'm able to talk from a point of view where I'm in the know, that I actually know what's going on, and I know what you're thinking. What I find out, and one of the things that I'm finding out is that the more that you know, sometimes the less you say. The more that you know, sometimes the less you say. What does the Bible say about this? Well, today we in the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to be at verse 6. The book of Hosea, 4th chapter, verse 6, and it says this: My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, saying thou hast forgotten thy law, forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. So what is he saying here to us today, brothers and sisters? He's saying simply this. That when you lack knowledge, you lack authority. And when you lack authority, then you have nothing to say. You know, this last week we've been talking about authority, and we talked about unauthorized authority with strange fire. And what we're saying here is that your knowledge puts you in a position of authority. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, wisdom and knowledge are two different things, right? Because even with the wisdom, the Bible says, talking about with all that wisdom, get understanding. Because you can have this wisdom and all these things, but then you don't understand how to apply them or how to use them or how to embellishment those who are connected to you or those who are around you. So all these things are what? Key. So he says it, but and then if you know, because now you have no knowledge, then you don't know what's going on. Therefore, you don't know the law. And if you don't know the law and you can't keep the law, then I'm going to not keep you. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to keep your children. Why is this true? Because what's happening is if you know the law, if you know that you're spending that and you're sending it to your children and you're teaching your children that, and now that your children know that, then what? Then they keep it. And then they pass it on to their children. And therefore what? The knowledge is passed down from generation to generation. There will be no ignorance. And with that being passed down from generation to generation, when you know, we have this tendency to say, when you know better, you do better. When you know better, you do better. So we have a tendency to grow, and we have a tendency to go forward and be better and be stronger in all of the things that we do. So what? Knowledge is key. But how do we get knowledge? We have to read more and talk less. Like I said, the more you read, I find the less that you want to talk, because you want to spend that time reading, understanding, trying to get an understanding of that which you don't understand, or trying to reach insight from that which you don't have insight. You know, I do a lot of reading, and in all the reading that I do, you know, I ask God for understanding, and what it does is it puts me in a position to be able to connect with many people on many different levels. A lot of the things that I've read about, I've never experienced myself. But what happens is sometimes God puts me in a position that I meet people who have experienced these things. And now that I meet people who have experienced these things, what it does is it gives me the opportunity to connect with them. And as I connect with them, then they were able to share me the lived experience. See, sometimes I don't have the lived experience. And sometimes I don't always need the lived experience, because I have my group of experiences and stuff that I'm going to experience on my own. But when you connect with somebody who has had the lived experience, you know what I mean? When you have somebody who has gone through that, when you have somebody who has connected through that, then what this does is what it enables you to understand things even better. You know, it's one thing to be, you know, reading like a theory of something, and then it's another thing to have actually lived that. I read about, you know, Egyptian history all the time, but it's another thing for me to actually get to interact with Egyptian history. Because what it does is it brings credence and life to that which I read about and theorized about. And you know, and so many times as believers, you know, I know some, you know, they old school, they just read, you know, just the Bible and that's it. And I'm telling you, yes, the Bible is their one. It is their number one source. But what happens when there's things in there that you don't really understand? What about when there's things in there, you know, you have no grasp of? Well, we have other books that we read that support that knowledge. So I ask you today, what else are you reading? You know, read the Bible, absolutely. But there are other things, commentaries and other books written by other individuals that bring other points of view. I mean, I think about reading other books, like hearing other people speak. You think about it, you know, a book is nothing but pretty much a good sermon. Or a good sermon is most of the time a good story. You know, Jesus talked to the people with stories all the time. You know, that's how he talked to them. He talked to them in parables. And he would give them parables about what? Things that they lived, things that they were gone through, things that they had experienced. You know, a lot of them was what, in agriculture. And Jesus gave them what, with the parable of, you know, of planting seeds, and how some seeds would grow on, would be put on stony ground. They understand that. Why? Because they were planters. And you know that some seeds will get on good ground, and then how crops, you know, he said, let the wheat and the tares grow together. They understood that. Why? Because they were farmers and they were growing wheat, and they know the tares would come in and try to choke out the good seed. And he would speak to people from a place of authority and influence because he was able to relate to them. So reading is very key to you and I going to the next level. Not just reading the Bible, but also getting an understanding, reading some background information. You know, like even in the Bible, a lot of things that happen that, you know, the Bible has the straightforward part, but how do you find out some of this background information about people? You know, how do you find out that Peter was maybe crucified? I mean, that, you know, theologians suggest that Peter was crucified upside down. See, some of that stuff is not written in the Bible. And, you know, some of it's theory, but it's still good to know, so that when you talk to people, you're talking to them from a point of view of power. See, a lot of people talk about a lot of things that they have no idea or no clue about because they don't talk from a position of power. But when you read and you're reading and you're getting more knowledge and getting more understanding, and then you understand how to apply that understanding, what you're going to find out is that now you're going to find yourself in a position of power and a position of authority. So God bless you all. Love you all. It's time for me to stop because I got to get ready to take this little girl to school. And we're going to pray and we're going to get on out of here. I hope that this word has been a help to somebody else. It's time for you to stop picking up some stuff, reading. Stop watching all these videos. Stop spending all your time watching TV. Pick up a book and read. Listen to it on audio. But you got to do something different going into 2018. You want your life to be different? I suggest you have to do something different. So God bless you all, love you all, and let's go forward here. And thank you all for your prayers and for me. And just continue to keep me in your prayers because, you know, life is life, and I'm taking it one day at a time. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We just want to say we thank you, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We starting in our right mind. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. We thank you for you being God and God alone. Besides you, there is no other. Lord, we thank you for protection. Lord, we thank you how you took us up and down the dangerous highways, Lord God. Lord, even though we were in a wreck, oh God, you kept us through the wreck, Lord. You allowed us to be able to get home, and Lord, you get home safely, Lord, and not come with a scratch, Lord. And I'm appreciative and I'm grateful for that. Lord, I ask that you watch them, you keep our children on today, Lord. Take them to school safely, Lord. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them in any form or fashion. Keep them in the palm of thy hand like only you can, Lord Jesus. Watch them and keep, Lord Jesus, the teachers, Lord Jesus, strengthen and keep them, Lord Jesus. Put hedges and fences around them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord, like only you can. Lord, I ask that you bless the Safe House Church Ministry plant. Lord, I ask that you strengthen and you keep them, Lord. And keep us, Lord Jesus, as we go forward, Lord Jesus, and just do your will and do your way, Lord Jesus, Lord. Let us not be weary and well doing, Lord Jesus, but let us, Lord Jesus, continue to stand strong. Lord, I ask that you touch every person that's under the sound of my voice, Lord Jesus, whether they watching live or they on a podcast. Strengthen and keep them, Lord. Help them, Lord Jesus, to go day to day, Lord Jesus. Make way for them, Lord, like only you can. Help them, oh God, Lord Jesus. Strengthen them. Let them know, Lord, that you have not forgotten them. That if you said you was going to do it, that it's going to come to pass. And Lord, we just praise your name and we give your name all the honor and the praise, oh God. The glory and the power, Lord, for belongs to you and you alone, for we dare not touch your glory. Lord, we just love on you today, Lord, as you loved on us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord. We ask that you touch marriages and touch relationships, touch spouses, Lord Jesus. Strengthen and keep them, Lord. Help us all, Lord Jesus, to go forward, Lord, and go to the next level in you. And we want to say we thank you, Lord, and we love you all, our heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, Lord. And we want to say we thank you for all those things and others, Lord Jesus. For we ask you continue to help us, oh God, and let us go forth and let us read more and talk less. Strengthen us and keep us. We ask you to all these things and others. For we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Strength us and keep us. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I love you all. You all continue to pray for me as I pray for you. God bless you all. And if the Lord's will, I see you all back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.